Gregoire de Frel's about to come on for Roma. Here's Correa. He's done so well to keep it in. Oh! That's how you bounce back to form. Antoine Griezmann keeps Atletico alive.
Good evening and welcome to This Week in Football from the makers of Low Limit Football on the All In Sports Talk Network. I am your host, Joe Uccello, and tonight we bring you our World Cup player spotlight on Antoine Griezmann from the French national team as he makes his journey over to Russia for the 2018 World Cup. Joining me as always, my co-host, Mr. Roberto Rojas, and tonight's our special guest, Mr. Eric Devin from Ghent French Football News is joining us tonight. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining me. Eric, I want to start out with you and talk about your ties to French football. I know we've had you on the show a couple times, but let's go ahead and reiterate your great ties to French football.
Yeah, I've been ready for GFFN for almost 4 years now. Before that, my interest in football lay with coming up with a friend who is from Cameroon, and we'd go to watch Champions League matches at a Cameroon social club in the D.C. area, which was a very exciting way to get into the Champions League. This is going back 2005, 2006. And, yeah, my interests developed in that. I speak French as well, so I've always had an interest in France culturally, so kind of just coalesced in a very natural way.
And, of course, talking about Antoine Griezmann, I mean, my God, what a career he's had so far that really has earned himself as one of the top players in the world, at least for the last, I would say, about three or four years. So, yeah, I mean, he's had a sensational career so far with Atletico. He did it so well at Sociedad as well. But just look at the quick biography that he's been able to do. In his career, he's won the Supercopa de España in 2014 with Atletico, won the Europa League just this season, beating Marseille in the final, scoring a goal as well. Runners-up in the Champions League in 2015-2016. 2016 was a huge year for this kid. I don't want to say kid, but this man, you know, third place in the Ballon d'Or in 2016. You know, he was in the he was instrumental in leading France on home soil to the final, only losing to it despite winning the Golden Boot and the Golden Ball of the tournament. I mean, you know, for I guess I'll jump to you in this one, Joe. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you know, Griezmann has really elevated himself as becoming one of the best French players, if not the best French player on this team. And it's so weird considering the team that Didier Deschamps is trying to put into this World Cup squad. It's just so strong that it's so hard to pick out one. But I guess in the form of consistency as well as, you know, individual awards come and go. I mean, Griezmann has to be up top, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny because the thing with Antoine Griezmann, as flashy of a goal scorer as he is, they're always like flashier stories, right? I mean, he plays at Atleti. He plays in Madrid. He doesn't play for Real Madrid. He plays for Atleti. And a lot of times the players at Atleti, although, you know, are wonderful, wonderful players, sometimes don't get the notoriety that Cristiano Ronaldo and the guys across the street get at Real Madrid. At the same time, you even look at the French national team, everybody wants to talk about, you know, Kylian Mbappe and those sorts of things, the young superstars, the Paul Pogbas of the world with the huge transfer money. But in the end, the best player that we've seen on this team has been Antoine Griezmann. He's proven it. He proved it really in the Euros, at 2016 Euros, losing the final to Portugal, but just had a fantastic, you know, tournament overall. And you got to remember, he did that at 25 years old. He's just coming into his prime, and he's performing like this. So he's really almost under the radar a little bit, but at the same time, a wonderful footballer, Rob. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think he's a sensational player. And, you know, I guess so, you know, this is kind of one of the more interesting things about Antoine Griezmann. You talk about your Kylian Mbappes, Paul Pogba's, you know, Lacazette, Benzema, who is not on the team, but obviously is one of the best French players in the world right now. I guess one of the more interesting parts about Griezmann is that, you know, he basically started his career in Spain, you know, unlike players are like on this French national team, you know, that have started their career, you know, at Clairefontaine or one of the clubs in Ligue 1. This Griezmann went to Real Sociedad at 14, you know, on the youth academy, because of a friendly match playing against PSG, and he impressed so many clubs that inevitably he played for Real Sociedad. And, you know, began his career there in 2009 and basically has lived his name in Spain for at least the last, about to be 10 years. So, Eric, I mean, you know, obviously this has come to a more different perspective, perhaps maybe in France. But what is your take on Griezmann's development as a player, especially given his, I would say, you know, different type of development comparable to other French national team players?
Yeah, he's a player who I first became aware of in 2013. Real Sociedad at the time were matched against Lyon in the Champions League playoffs. He scored an amazing overhead goal as part of it. I believe it was a 2-0 defeat. He wasn't someone I was aware of prior to that. But building on that season, seeing Sociedad play in the Champions League, and then following that the next summer with the World Cup, I think that's really where his reputation began to become burnished. He moved on to Atleti, following on from that. And he's really continued to grow as a player. It's interesting, though, to see how he's used from match to match. France have, by nature of Didier Deschamps' tactical fiddling, played a relatively wide variety of systems. They're set to play 4-3-3 against Australia this Saturday. But they've also played a diamond. They've also played an orthodox 4-4-2, which met with some success in the Euros, clearly. With Griezmann and Giroud playing as a partnership up top. It's really interesting to see that evolution, that he's a player who's had success through his versatility. He's been tipped even to play on the right at times or on the left, and I think that's really impressive. I think that really speaks volumes, that he can be effective in a number of tactical situations and playing in a number of roles. I think that's really, to see that evolution and to see that development is really what makes him such a special player.
Now, Eric, I want to jump in here because I want to look at him since the last World Cup. I know Rob mentioned a lot of the accolades that he's received, you know, team-wise. But individually, he featured in the 2014 World Cup. He played 5 matches, but he didn't score any goals. And then in that summer, made the move to Atleti for £27 million. Through World Cup qualifying, he scored 4 goals and 4 assists in 10 matches, which is, you know, quite well, you know, a decent production for him. In the 2016 Euros, which was really right now his calling card, 6 goals in 7 matches and then losing the final, like we had mentioned before. But he did score both goals in the semifinal against Germany in the who were the defending World Cup champions. You know, looking at him from this standpoint, and I want to look at him from a team standpoint as well, because we consider France one of the favorites to win this tournament. Who is the player that you feel will complement Antoine Griezmann the most, whether it be somebody in the midfield, a pairing up at the striker position, maybe even a wing back that may affect his play? Who is the one player that you think can most complement Antoine Griezmann in his play in this World Cup this time?
It has to be Kylian Mbappe. I think anybody who's been following France over the last year, year and a half, knows how incredibly well this young player can turn a match on its head. His decisiveness, his instinctive style of play is incredibly impressive. And Griezmann has also, to his credit, shown a willingness to allow Mbappe that level of freedom, that level of flair that he needs to succeed in the very highest terms. So I think that really speaks volumes to how Griezmann has evolved into a player, moving from being this young phenom into being someone who's not willing to take a back seat necessarily to Mbappe, but who's willing to sort of change the way in which he approaches the game to allow both of them to really get the best out of their style of play.
Right. Now, Rob, you know, looking into this World Cup, you know, I want to look at it from Griezmann's standpoint. Obviously, Kylian Mbappe is going to be a player that's really going to complement his Griezmann style of play. But for me, Rob, or actually the question I want to pose to you is, what kind of performance are you looking at out of Antoine Griezmann that will complement basically his body of work since the last World Cup that will kind of elevate him to the next level of play?
I think he really has to be more of a playmaker as well as a scorer, but I think more of a playmaker. Because you look at him on the wing, you know, you want him to feed you the balls, whether it be Mbappe or you know, someone else of that quality, Giroud as well, you know, to really get the most out of them to score and to really decide games. I mean, you look at the position that he's in, you know, he's an accurate finisher, you know, he's very ambidextrous, really good inside and outside the area, good in the air as well, as we've seen, you know. I think with the ability of him to score and create goals, it provides him the idea to really interpret the game very well and to understand it because of everything that he's been able to manage. I mean, he's certainly a player that will be very, very important, maybe the most important player on this French team, with the likes of, you know, Hugo Lloris in goal, or or Paul Pogba as well, or Kante or Matuidi or any of those great players. I think when it comes to Griezmann, you know, you really need to look at him as a more direct player, and you know, to have that kind of mobility to be not just only a goal scorer, which we know he is capable of doing, but also as a creator, as trying to provide the balls to Mbappe and whatnot. I mean, you know, I think when it comes to Griezmann, you know, he's really in a good opportunity, and at 27 years old, he's certainly at the prime of his career and can really demonstrate to himself, you know, maybe not to the similarities of a Zidane or a Platini or anything like that, but it's going to be hard for him, you know, to try to follow in those footsteps. I think a World Cup and a good performance with him in the World Cup could really help him out. Don't you think, Joe?
I do. I do quite a bit. Now, I want to go back and compare to past stars that we've seen come up through the French national team, because that's where he's going to be, you know, compared as next to his kin. And we look back at the past greats, Thierry Henry, Eric Cantona, Frank Ribéry, who's currently still playing at Bayern Munich. Even historically, Just Fontaine, David Ginola, Yuri Djorkaeff, some great strikers, some that pulled double duty as striker and midfield player. So, Eric, I know this is something we started talking about before we aired. Where does he rank for you in terms of the all-time greats on the French national team?
I think that story is yet to be completely written. I think that having had that fantastic Euro 2 years ago under his belt, he's beginning to be into that discussion of perhaps the top 10, 15 players. But I still think he needs to really make an impact in a World Cup. I think that France, after that very solid run, winning in 98, losing finally the sorry in 2006, and then the disaster in 2010, that France have really struggled to mold the obvious talent they have in a way that has seen them make any level of success. So following on from that, I think that France really need to have some success at the World Cup. 2014 in Brazil, decent enough. They sort of got revenge on Germany with the result 2 years ago after having lost to them in the quarterfinals of the World Cup, but they really need to make a run to the semifinals or maybe even the final to capture the imagination of this country. And I think if Griezmann's a player that can do that, then we can really start looking at him is being, you know, perhaps maybe even pushing into the top five. If France were to perhaps win the tournament, I think he'd be looked at in the same breath as a Zidane, as a Fontaine, as a Platini, as an Henri. But again, he's got to win a title, which these players have done. He has not. Win a major title or win a World Cup.
I mean, those are really big shoes to fill in names like Zidane and Platini in terms of French football. They're just enormous. They're giants of French football. So Rob, you know, back to you with the same question. Where does he rank for you now? And even just to follow up on Eric, you know, can he do something in this World Cup aside from winning it all that would put him or start to put him in those shoes?
I mean, it's going to be, well, to answer your first question, it's going to be tough. I mean, when you look at players like Zinedine Zidane, who are clearly influential to that, you know, the success, and of course at club level as well, not just at the national level, but at club level as well. I mean, you look at Zidane, you know, won the Golden Ball for the World Cup in 98, scored two goals against Brazil, you know, won Ballon d'Or, Thierry Henry, top goal scorer for France, you know, Deschamps, the captain, Just Fontaine, scored 13 goals in a single World Cup, you know, even though that's not going to happen in today's age, but, you know, that puts him onto that status as one of the greatest of all time. Platini, you know, huge, huge, huge player in the 80s for France. When it comes to Griezmann now, I mean, I guess now into the perspective, he was influential leading France to a European final, something that France hasn't done in, I want to say, 16 years since they last made it. So, you know, he clearly is going to be up there in probably the top 20. But to probably elevate himself into the top 10 or into that, I mean, you're going to have to see him have a sensational World Cup. I mean, you're going to have to see him score a lot of goals. And, you know, essentially, I guess now in this day of age of how, you know, great players are assessed, you know, you have to look at how influential they've been to their team and to their nation, I guess. And I guess a Ballon d'Or would definitely help him out into that status. But, you know, I guess the most important thing what Eric is saying is that he has to win it. He has to win it. And of course, be an influential player to it as well that would elevate him to that status to become one of the greatest French players of all time. So, I mean, you know, going more forward, I mean, I'll ask this to you, Eric. I mean, obviously, this is a team filled with talent on attack. I mean, you're looking at Griezmann, Giroud, Mbappe, Dembele, Pogba, Kante, Matuidi. I can go on and on and on about this. Fekir, and you look at the players that weren't even called up. That just shows how deep this French team is. But, you know, more importantly, I mean, you kind of get this Deschamps idea of him playing as a winger, especially into this World Cup. But, you know, my first question to you is, Eric, you know, how does Antoine Griezmann integrate in a coaching style that Deschamps is playing and, you know, the formation that he's trying to employ?
Well, I think we have to look at Francis playing in this 4-3-3. Kante at the base. Pogba obviously works best in a 4-3-3. And I think that if you mentioned Matuidi, but I think Corentin Tolisso is going to surprise a lot of people. I know he made a big money move to Bayern last summer, but he had sort of an up and down season, struggled with some injury this season for Bayern. But I think that the form he's shown in the friendlies and how well he played for Lyon prior to departing, I think he's a player who's really going to make a difference in midfield. So with that in mind, 4-3-3 is definitely what France are going to play, and that'll see Griezmann and Mbappe. I think switching flanks a lot, which I think gives them a lot of versatility and can allow France to overload. Can allow those fullbacks, Mendy when fit, if he plays. Sidibe, the same thing, is obviously struggling for fitness as well. But that's going to allow France to play with a lot of dynamism and stretch teams out of position. So I think that's really a key as well to the way France are going to attack this tournament, and especially in the group stages against teams that are perhaps going to be a little bit more negative, thinking particularly of Australia, that sort of movement and intelligence is going to be really well suited to getting the best out of this team.
No, absolutely. And Joe, how do you see Antoine Griezmann panning out, especially in this World Cup?
You know, like Eric said, with his ability to you know, to play in the 4-3-3 and to play out wide and play on the flank, the key for me in terms of his playing style and his ability is Antoine Griezmann can take a player on and beat a player one-on-one. And I think that's going to serve him well because playing out wide, it allows him to kind of cut into the middle and feed even an on-running Mbappe or even somebody like Pogba pulling it back and playing him with a big shot that he has to allow him to, you know, to really affect the game and put the defenders on their heels. So I think for Griezmann, you know, his playing style allows for both of those things. It allows him to either, you know, run into those spaces quickly, pick up a loose ball and score, or it allows him to actually beat a player one-on-one on the flank and then maybe help out an assist. And that's evidenced by the fact that in the World Cup qualifying, he did have 4 assists to go with his 4 goals in the 10 matches that France played. So he can play distributor as much as he can play goal scorer, and I think playing on the flanks in a 4-3-3 allows him to do that. So with that in mind, Eric, I want to ask you, what does Antoine Griezmann need to do to push his team over the finish line and possibly even win this World Cup in Russia?
I think that he needs to play with focus. He needs to look at his finishing. There were some in France who might have criticized his play, particularly against the United States the other day. I think that he needs to lead this team. I think that he may not be the most talented player on the team in terms of raw talent. I think that Pogba and Mbappe, if they're in the mood and if they're focused, are more talented players than Griezmann. But I think he needs to draw upon his experience. We've mentioned that France is a relatively young team. So Griezmann will be looked at, particularly if Tolisso starts ahead of Matuidi. Aside from Giroud, this is really a very young and inexperienced team. So Griezmann has to lead by example. And I think in doing that, he has to show tactical and positional discipline. He has to show drive and motivation and willingness to focus and drive this team forward. Again, I know that Hugo Lloris is the captain, but again, there are those who would have that, you know, perhaps a goalkeeper is never an ideal captain due to his physical relationship in terms of space on the pitch. So I think Griezmann needs to build on the experience that he has, and having succeeded to such a level in 2016 and having played in a World Cup before, whereas a lot of these players haven't, and drive this team forward, both by example and by using his talent as well. Again, Mbappe may catch the eye more, and Pogba as well. Giroud may end up scoring more goals, but it's going to be Griezmann knitting his team together in the most successful way, playing as the situation dictates. His playing as the situation dictates, I should say, rather, will allow France to be successful if he executes.
Now, Rob, I want to come back to you with a quick kind of follow-up to this question. What kind of characteristic does Antoine Griezmann offer that will allow him? What's the one characteristic that you would point to that would allow Antoine Griezmann to push his team over that line and finish at the top of the heap in the World Cup?
I think it's just his creativity. I think more than anything, it's just the ability of him to find the space to really pick out certain players, and really his versatility, you know, as a forward, of him being more of a playmaker or you know, essentially just occupying those several offensive positions or even behind the attacking line. Just the versatility that he's able to do, to drop deep and then link up play between the forwards and the midfielders or score many goals. I think that's the most important thing. I think for him, for being such a versatile player to really, you know, play any attacking position, whether as being a creator or a scorer, I think for him, in particular, just because of him trying to link up well with Mbappe and Giroud, I think for me, I think he has to be much more of a playmaker and try to build that link up play with those players. I think that's where you're going to get the best out of Antoine Griezmann. But of course, you know, I think the best Griezmann also comes from the one that scores goals. You know, this guy scored, what was it now, 29 goals in all competitions this season in 49 games. I think that just gives all, you know, the characteristics of a really great player like him, and rightly so, because of his capability. And to do that on this really competitive and talented French side, I think that's where we get the best of Antoine Griezmann at this World Cup. Having said that, of course, there is the possibility that Antoine Griezmann does win this World Cup, because it's certainly a possibility, given that France are one of the favorites to win this World Cup in Russia. So, you know, Eric, going forward, we did talk about his comparisons with Platini, with Zidane, and with other great players who have come and win the World Cup, well, with the exception of Zidane, Henri, and many others. But what would this World Cup, we know what it means, and we definitely know what it would mean for the people of France to win their second star in their history, but what would this World Cup mean, especially if he has a sensational performances with goals and assists and really becomes that leader? If it's not Hugo Lloris as captain, but what would winning a World Cup mean for Antoine Griezmann's career and his legacy for his national team? And of course, you know, where would he be among one of the greatest French players of all time?
I think you'd have to mention him right up there with Zidane, Henri, Platini, Jules Fontaine, players like this, Lien Thuram, like players like this who have had a sustained level of success. And what else can you say? I mean, those names are some of the greatest players ever to have played in their positions. And if we look at that, I think that even though Griezmann has flattered to deceive at times with his club level, and even with France at times, but I think that having two really strong tournaments in a row, I think would elevate him into, again, I'm not comparing him to Zidane directly, but I think that, you know, this tournament, perhaps if he plays into the next Euros, into the next World Cup, and if France do well in those, you would have to say that for France, his influence on a side is going to begin to approach that level.
Now, Eric, I want to close out with one last question to you, because obviously in Antoine Griezmann, we're talking about a prolific scorer, someone that can either score from outside, score from inside, like I had said earlier, take a player on and beat him. So for me, one of the main prizes in the World Cup is the Golden Ball, the top goal scorer for the entire tournament. And given the likes of Neymar, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, you know, so many other great goal scorers, Gabriel Jesus, so many of the big players, what are the odds that at the end of this tournament, we're looking at Antoine Griezmann as the Golden Ball winner, as the top goal scorer in this tournament?
You know, I actually picked him as the Golden Ball winner for a Who Scored preview. Who scored an analytics stats website I write for, and he was my pick for them. I think it's among the players you mentioned, but I think Kylian Mbappe also has a shot too. And given just his goal record for France and how his dynamism is, I think could make him perhaps even a better bet than Griezmann at this point, the more I analyze this. But that doesn't mean Griezmann won't be influential in terms of being a creative presence, as you both rightly mentioned.
And again, we'll all be watching as the World Cup kicks off on June 14th in Russia, with France opening on June 16th against Australia in Group C of the World Cup. So, gentlemen, I'd like to thank you both for joining me tonight and help me breaking down one of the best and biggest stars of this World Cup in Antoine Griezmann. So, again, for This Week in Football from the makers of Low Limit Football on the All In Sports Talk Network, I am your host, Joe Uccello. Thanks for listening, and good night.